we're pleased to be joined by the newest Toronto Argonaut, or one of the newest Toronto Argonauts, former NFL All-Pro. He played with the Kansas City Chiefs. He played with the Tennessee Titans. He's now in Argo. Dexter McCluster is on the line. Dexter, what's up?
Nothing much. How you doing? How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Welcome to Toronto. How long has this been in the making?
Honestly, it's been about a couple weeks now. I took a year off to kind of be with family and enjoy my kids and just be present. But, you know, I started coaching the high school team back in Tennessee, and I kind of got that itch a little bit, you know, that football itch. So I kind of reached out, and we were able to make something happen.
Now, Dexter, how much did your family here play a role in that? Because you're connected to Pinball Clemens, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah, so actually, I knew I had family down here. We don't talk a lot, but we do keep in touch through family members. And I think it was a good thing for me coming down here and actually knowing somebody who is actually family, and that can kind of show me the ropes and keep me as confident as I need to be in a new city.
So that's Pinball's wife, right? Is your cousin?
Yes.
So what did they tell you about Toronto and playing in the CFL?
Well, honestly, they told me it was a great city. They told me they love their football down here, and just the game overall, it takes you back to just the level of football, people loving the game itself. So coming down here, I actually got a chance to see the city a little bit, and I have to say it's actually amazing. It's way more than I thought it would be. It's almost perfect.
Dexter, was there any physical side to this with you stepping out for a year? And if that's the case, are you all healthy now coming back in?
No. Actually, my last year when I was with the San Diego Chargers, I had a fracture in my right radius, the forearm area. But that's not why I took a seat back. I actually just wanted to, you know, kind of regather myself and just be with family, because I'm a big family guy. And like I said, I enjoyed it, but I always stayed working out. I stayed in physical shape. So when the time came, I knew I would be ready.
With Dexter McCluster, one of the newest Argos, a running back, former NFL All-Pro. You'll remember him best with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tennessee Titans. So I got to ask you this. I ask this question of every running back that I talk to, Dexter. What is your opinion of the way that your position is now viewed in the game of football, specifically the NFL?
I would definitely say, honestly, in the NFL, the little guys are kind of taking over. You know, it's not just the prototypical type of running back. And, you know, they feel that we don't last long. And when we reach a certain age, that we may not have it, or, you know, we may be a little fragile. But I think that's how they view it. But in hindsight, you know, if you're physically able to do it and you have the will and the want to do it and can contribute, I say why not? So.
And Dexter, can you remember when you first saw the CFL and saw the motion towards the line?
Yes. Yes.
And what was your thought on that? Wait a second, I get a running start at this?
Right. I was like, man, it's kind of cool. But when I actually tried to do it and actually run a route, it felt kind of funny because it felt like the timing of my steps were kind of off. So that was a big change for me. But honestly, a guy like me that can work good in space and that can, you know, use that extra edge, I mean, it's going to be fun once I get the hang of it.
Do you have any ties whatsoever to Mark Trestman? I mean, I know he's the ex-Bears coach and was an offensive coordinator with the Niners and Raiders way the heck back. Do you have any familiarity with anybody on the coaching staff?
You know what? I don't. But, you know, since I've been here, I've been hearing a lot of good things about him. And I can see from day one that they like it a certain way. And the way they want to run, that's exactly how you got to do it. Very precise. And he's a very smart guy. I mean, all the coaches, they're very smart. They're intelligent. They know, you know, how to put the players in the position and what to do. And I think coming into that, you know, it makes it easier for the player.
How long do you think you can play?
What's that? I'm sorry.
How long do you think until you'll be able to play?
Honestly, it's pretty much the learning process right now. It's a lot of rules I have to learn. It's a lot of, you know, different terminologies I have to learn. But that's been my whole career. My learning curve is, I would like to say, A1. And I mean, from what I've studied so far, I feel I'm pretty much ahead of the game right now. So I think only time will tell. And like I told them, I'm going to keep working hard and just get in wherever I can fit in.
Dexter, you're from the Tampa area. You went to Ole Miss. I'm a big 49ers guy, so there was a pretty good linebacker at Ole Miss. He might have still been there just as you were breaking in.
Patrick Willis.
Yes, I'm wondering, though, who you looked up to as a little guy and as a teenager as you were pursuing football.
I can honestly say it was always Barry Sanders and Warrick Dunn. I say that because, yes, I was the smaller guy, and they made small guys look good at an early time in football. So I actually used to watch Barry Sanders, you know, before every college game that I've ever played, just to kind of motivate myself and just to kind of say, you know what, if you have it, you got it, so go do it.
Well, Dexter, you're going to love the city. I can promise you that. There is a ton to do. So hopefully you and your family get settled ASAP. We'll see you out there on the field, and we certainly wish you well.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me. Thank you.
Dexter McCluster of the Toronto Argonauts, former NFL All-Pro with Kansas City, also had some time with Tennessee, and then a bit of time pre-injury with the San Diego Chargers. Remember